All right. So, David, tell me about this show of yours. Super, super excited. Welcome back to the show. So excited to hear all about what you've been doing.
I can't. Sorry, one sec. All good. Sadly, I can't talk too much about the show itself, but I can try to do my best and answer whatever questions you want to throw at my way. But there you go. Is there any? Is there an intro question you have for me beyond anything I could tell you?
Yeah, tell me what other stuff that you're working on that you can tell me about because I hear you have lots of fun stuff. You have an amazing career. So start off by telling me what you can tell me about the projects that you're working on.
Okay, well, let's talk about Dexter, sort of then.
Yes,
So,
there we go. Yes.
yes, it's we had a, I was there, like I did all of my shooting the first, like almost the first days they were starting to shoot. So it was very cold and very January in New York where we were shooting. And it was just really wonderful to be back with everybody. And I've gotten really friendly with Michael C. Hall now over the years, and gotten to know his family and gotten to know him. And he's, not just the kind of person that cult TV fans love, but as a human being and just his own personal life, like he's just a really great guy and really considerate and kind. And one of my favorite things about working on shows, I call them like it's kind of like sleepaway camp. It's like these aren't your best friends, but they're people that whenever you come and see each other again, it's like there's this other life that you have. Like sleepaway camp, where you're like, oh, once every year, you're like, go back to sleepaway camp. You're like, hey, how are you doing? Like, I know everything about you, but we haven't talked in like 9 months. But yet, I feel like when we do see each other, it's really close. And that's sort of the joy of working on shows like a morning show, like a Dexter, and you get to kind of like be a part of like a semi family. And some people come back, some people don't. It's amazing. I didn't honestly think that my character was gonna come back, because I knew he was moving on, right? He's going to New York now, like as the trailer shows. So I'm not saying anything new. It's Dexter in New York is what Dexter Resurrection is all about, right? So I was surprised to learn that my character was coming back. And I think what they did with Teddy was really fun, and it surprised me, and was not what I thought it would be. And I wish, lasers would come out of the sky if they allowed me to say any more. But yeah, just like all I can say was I was both surprised to come back, and I was surprised to see what they had in store for Teddy, and very glad to be there.
Yeah, without giving too much away, how would you say Teddy has evolved since you began playing him?
Let's see, how can I answer that? Well, Teddy's always a little out of his element. Like, Teddy's not an in his element kind of guy. So from Dexter New Blood season, Teddy was very much, 2.5 weeks on the force and having to discover dead bodies that have been killed many, many moons ago, and start handcuffing guys. Like he's very fresh. And I'll say that the Teddy that we see in Resurrection, it's only some weeks later, you know what I mean, from the end of New Blood to the beginning of Resurrection. This isn't years later. So he's still pretty fresh. He's still pretty new. And so the evolution is not huge. You're seeing very much Teddy, but he's having to do some new things. He's put in situations that kind of, like I said, are surprised me. But I think that to answer your question very succinctly, I don't think the evolution is all very much. But when you're thrown into the fire, you either stay in the pan or you jump out. So we'll see what Teddy does.
Well, what are some characteristics of Teddy that you like or dislike about him?
I like that he is barely a cop because I would also be barely a cop if I was a cop. I think it's charming to see someone who's, I mean, I don't know if it's unnerving because you're like, I hope there wouldn't ever be a cop that exists like this. But in a small town, he's very much a small town cop. So he's the smallest of small town cops. And it's exactly what you expect to see when you hear the word small town cop. So, it was nice. It's like part of me is like, did I have to learn how to like do anything? I mean, they taught me how to like knock a guy down and handcuff him appropriately so I'm not like pinching his, skin or like, creating any unneeded pressure on them. So there were things that I actually had to learn, how to hold a gun, but it was very much me. It was me if I was a cop, and they very much, and that's, it's a little scary to see and imagine yourself, as someone in authority like that, and being like, oh yeah, I guess any of us could really just sort of be anything if given the right training. And I'm really glad there's a lot of training that has to happen, truly, in that if I was to train, I would hopefully be a much, much better cop than I would be with Teddy. But hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing answer. And I like how you said you could be whatever you want to be. That's a lesson I think we all forget. As long as you put in the work and get the training, I think that's a lesson we all forget. We can do what we want or be who we want.
Nathan Fielder in the rehearsal can learn how to fly a 737, then, which would make sense if you watch the rehearsal, then we can, any of us can do whatever we want to do.
So there's still hope I can become a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yeah, if you watch the rehearsal and see that Nathan became a professional commercial 737 pilot, then yes, you can be a Harlem Globetrotter if you also put in the work that he did.
All right, that was my dream since I was 3 years old.
And I want you to walk
Nice.
away today knowing that it's still possible.
I love it. I love it. I knew there was a reason I liked you. And you've worked on so many other amazing shows, like The Morning Show. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was also it's also really it's also really special to be a part of a group like that, because that's fancy fancy, that's, Reese Witherspoon, and although Uma Thurman, she's royalty. So, you have Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and Mark Duplass and Steve Carell, and some of these guys, like Jennifer, I got to be a little more friendly with. Reese, Mark Duplass, I got to be much friendlier with because he was like my boss on the show. It's a special group of people to see such all people who could be number one on any television show come together to make this show together and know that they're making something special. And it's a pleasure to be a part of something like that. It's not every day you get to be a part of something like that. And you really, yeah, I really treasure both like doing the scenes and acting, but sometimes I just enjoy the summer camp of it all. Like, it's a very lucky profession. Like I'm doing this movie in New Mexico right now, off and on this month. And yeah, it's just so great. It's always great to meet new talented people, learn about their stories, work with them, and know what it's and be like, oh, this person's bringing something new to the table. So I like the variety that my career allows, and I like the variety of being able to jump in and out of all these different projects, whether it be a film, a TV show, a commercial, and just a voiceover, and just meeting new people and seeing people in their creative element. I know this sounds so like mushy-hearted and like pie in the sky, but it's just like, it's true. It's what a great way to enjoy life and go through the days. I mean, there's a lot of really good days, and the way that hopefully you get to meet some really interesting people and learn about their stories and what makes them unique and different. Like, the spice of life is variety, and I think I've been able to get to do that. And each person, each director, each writer is, unique on its own. I got to, I found out that Reese Witherspoon, isn't a huge musical fan. I know that I was able to give Jennifer Aniston a homemade bread of loaf loaf of bread from a friend of mine who makes bread, and Mark Duplass helped me look at, houses on the housing market. It's and genuinely encouraged me to buy like a home. So it's really fun when you get to experience life with some of these people and then like never see them again, and then you bump into them in life again and it's like hello, and you're like right back to where you were, summer camp all over again.
Love that. And just as an aside, you talked about me talking to very interesting people, and I'm talking to one right now, and I love it. And I hear cleaning lady, you have a role in that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I just recently got to do an episode of The Cleaning Lady, and it was particularly special because network procedural type shows, it's not that kind of show. It's a special network show, and some of them can be a little creative and get and like be a little more artistic, but when there are networks, they're you kind of have to fit a little bit more of a mold. But they were really fun, and they really let me improvise and play, and I got to be directed by Elodie Young, who's the cleaning lady, so she got to direct her first episode of that show as and also star in it. And she was great. She's French and interesting and fun and asks good questions and really is open to playing. And what ended up in the final cut, with some of my improvised lines, which is rare when that gets to happen, especially on a network show. So it's really it was a special time, and Albuquerque, New Mexico is a beautiful place to be and to film and to enjoy a little bit of life. So that was also fun to just be out of town.
And one thing I like asking people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Sure. A fun fact about me is I don't know if it's fun, but I really, really love Oasis, and I got tickets to see them on their like giant world tour that's about to happen starting in, oh my gosh, less than 30 days, in Los Angeles, the Rose Bowl. I actually bought tickets originally. I waited online all night long with trying not to wake my 2-year-old, and because I was number 300,000 in the queue to get a ticket in London at Wembley. And eventually I got a ticket at the very end of the whole thing. And then eventually I sold those tickets because I realized I got tickets 3 miles from my house at the Rose Bowl. And I was like, you know what? As fun as it would be to fly to London with the wife and do all that, I could see them right over here. So that's more information than you wanted. But a fun fact about me is I'm a big fan of Oasis. It might not be
That
fun.
is amazing. Grew up
It's
on their music, so I love it. I love it.
something.
So, where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow this amazing career of yours?
Just at my name, all one word.
So, is it your name or is it actually at my name? Just kidding, just kidding.
I wish, I
My
wish.
idea of a dad joke.
That's a good dad joke. That's solid. That's the type of Harlem Globetrotters humor that's going to get you to where you need to go.
See, I like it. All right. It was a pleasure to speak to you. You're amazing, and I can't wait to do this again soon.
That was lovely, Sammy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.